It is really tough covering this conflict, though. It's polarizing in the extreme, which prompts a lot of editorial decisions about seeking opinions from both sides to keep things balanced. But the extreme polarization means that opinions are hard and fast and not really focused on how to move constructively beyond the current violence. That's what we want to explore with our next guest. Blogger and Mideast analyst Michael Koplow has seen the polarization on his own Facebook page. He says most people react to the violence in Gaza by invoking their vision for the future. But Koplow says that's a future not rooted in the present, rooted in the way things actually are in the Mideast right now.
The future they want to see is not one where the two sides come to an agreement that both can live by. It's a future where one side bludgeons the other into submission. And that doesn't seem to be a realistic situation.
And there are so many different views of what is happening right now. I mean, your own Facebook wall is pretty representative, I think, of the many ideas out there. What are you seeing, and is it civil? Is it angry?
What I see is a lot of anger. The people on the pro-Israel side generally think that Israel can do no wrong, and they see every Israeli action in Gaza as a legitimate and proportional response to Hamas rockets and Hamas terrorist activity. And on the other side, many pro-Palestinian people don't see any Israeli military action as legitimate in Gaza, irrespective of what it is the Israelis are actually responding to. And so there's a huge amount of anger on both sides, and it's very difficult to overcome.
So how do you start anyway? I mean, you've got this divide. Empathy might be a starting point, but how do you empathize with a group like Hamas that stated its mission is the destruction of Israel? And how do you empathize with the IDF, which, you know, kind of coldly announces to people, we'll bomb you in 90 seconds?
Well, I think the distinction is between empathy or understanding versus sympathy. I don't expect people on one side or the other to sympathize with the folks across the divide. At the same time, I don't think it's unreasonable for people to at least understand where the other side is coming from. It doesn't mean that you have to change your opinion. It doesn't mean that you have to, if you support Israel, decide that Israel is in the wrong, or if you support the Palestinians, decide that the Palestinians are in the wrong. But I do think it's vitally important for people to understand that the other side has its own story and each side has its legitimate complaints. And I think if people were to think a little bit more about what the other side's actual narrative is, instead of painting it in these broad brushstrokes that aren't necessarily representative of reality, I think people would have an easier time at least arguing civilly.
I mean, the empathy, I would think, would probably come not from Hamas or the IDF, but from citizens. But do they have kind of the traction to make that empathy kind of sticky at the higher echelons of power?
I think you're exactly right about where the empathy has to come from. It's very easy for folks on both sides to look at the people at the top and imagine them as representative of everyone. And so I think many pro-Israel people look at Hamas and imagine Hamas as to be completely representative of all the Palestinians living in Gaza. And on the pro-Palestinian side, I think many people look at the IDF and imagine the IDF's actions to be 100% supported through Israel, as if Israelis are cheering the IDF on when civilians die. And both of these are caricatures of what the actual situation is. And I think people would be better off if they realized that the IDF and Hamas do not necessarily represent everything that's going on both sides.
As polarized as things were before the war in Gaza, do you feel that this conflict has changed the balance of opinion on both sides, that something has changed in the animosity this time around?
I don't know that anything has changed, but every time Israel and Hamas fight a war in Gaza, I think opinions harden. And while people have difficulty keeping up a constant level of outrage when there is no fighting going on, I think that it's been latent this entire time under the surface, and it bubbles up when there is fighting. And this round of fighting has been particularly difficult on both sides. The Palestinian casualty count is now upwards of what it was in 2012, and the Israeli casualty count is far higher than it was in 2012. And I think that hardens opinions on both sides and makes it very difficult for anyone to see what the other side may be thinking.
Can we come out of this crisis in Gaza and actually start imagining a world that the people there want? I mean, what does each side need to understand? How does each side kind of have to prepare itself in order to get that iota of hope that can be built on? Is it even possible?
I think it's possible. I think peace is difficult, but there is certainly a way for Israel and an independent Palestine to live side by side together, the same way that Israel lives side by side with Egypt in a peaceful state and with Jordan in a peaceful state. There's no reason why Israel and the Palestinians can't eventually get to a place where there is a cold peace between them.
Michael, without a political agreement, are we just doomed to repeat the story again in 2 years?
Without question. The only solution here is the political agreement. The constant fighting in Gaza, whether it be 2008 or 2012 or today, none of that has brought us closer to a political solution. And absent a political solution, you're never going to have a stable military solution. Without a political solution this time, it's going to be a similar dynamic as to what happened in between 2012 and 2014, where you have Hamas stockpiling rockets and you have the Israelis biding their time to have to go in again. And the term that the Israelis use is to mow the grass. And I think that's an apt term in this case, in the sense that the Israelis view it as cutting the grass short, letting it grow back again, and recognizing that when you mow grass once, you have to mow it a second time. And absent a political solution, I don't see any way out of this cycle.
Michael Koplow is a Mideast political analyst and the author of the Ottomans and Zionist blog. Thanks for your time, Michael.
Thanks so much for having me.